This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from my flagship station, 790 AM in Las Vegas, Nevada. I began the show today by talking about some of the hottest issues going on in the country. I think the biggest one is just the Democrats lie about everything, the biggest liars I've ever seen. And the president of El Salvador just kind of breaks that news and proves the lies of Democrats because he announces he's taking hydroxychloroquine and says most world leaders are doing the same thing. They're taking it as a preventative, which means all the media is lying to you, which means all the leaders are lying to you, the government bureaucrats are lying to you, the doctors are lying to you. Everyone is telling you don't take hydroxychloroquine. Studies are showing how dangerous it is. It's terrible. It doesn't work. It's cheap as crap. It costs like $12, and every doctor that's been on my show says you give it to someone, they immediately get better from coronavirus. Immediately, within 2 hours, they're breathing again. And within a day, they're recovered. And it costs $10-$20, depending on where you are in the country. Whereas all the other drugs don't do any good, and they cost $2,000. That's what literally Big Pharma wants, I guess. You know? That's literally what Big Pharma wants and the doctors want. They want expensive drugs, not a cheap drug that actually works. And then I've been talking about Cuomo. It's just unbelievable to me, the triple crown of Cuomo. First, his own laws make you put people back in the nursing home, and now 6,000 of them or so have died in New York. He should be called a murderer. If he's a Republican, he's called a murderer. Number two, he's Scrooge. He invites people from all over America to come and save New York. If you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're a medical professional, we need you. And you come of your own volition, being paid nothing. And he says, whatever you were paid back home, we need the money. We're going to tax you at New York tax rates. If you're a Republican, you say that. You know what they call you? The most evil, horrible, just completely weird person that ever lived. Somebody who just doesn't care about hurting people's feelings. Someone who doesn't care about your life, wants to ruin your life and tax you more money, penalize you for picking up and coming to New York and traveling 3,000 miles to save us. He rewards you by penalizing you. He's a Scrooge. That's what they say about a Republican. And then third, now it turns out, he said, here's a new law I'm going to sneak into the budget. You can't sue a nursing home when you die. Because he got $2.3 million from the nursing home lobbyists. If you're a Republican and you do any of that, that's the end of your career. It's over, man. Over. Legal immunity to healthcare executives, nursing home executives, because they gave him $2.3 million. Only after a big donation did he give him immunity. And, of course, it's probably in his interest because he figured if I don't give him immunity, they're all going to get sued, and they're all going to blame me. So I'll just stop them from getting sued, so no one will blame me. And then more Democrat lies, more liberal lies, coronavirus crisis with U.S. fatalities near 100K. Everybody is stressing that term, 100,000 dead. America leads the world. First of all, we're the third biggest country in the world. So we're not going to have more dead people in Finland or Sweden or Denmark or Italy or England or any of them. They're all tiny compared to us. Even Germany's tiny compared to us. But when you add all of them together, they've got more deaths than us. Their percent versus the population is worse than us. But no one's telling you that. It's only because we're bigger people. Are you that dumb? Is the average American that dumb? Ooh, America leads the world in deaths. First of all, China leads the world in deaths. They didn't report any of them. They burned them in a crematorium 24 hours a day. Nobody died? How do you know? There's no body. What happened to Jerry down the street? Jerry doesn't exist anymore. Where did Jerry go? He's up in smoke. Jerry didn't have coronavirus. He never lived. There was no Jerry. Was there a Jerry at this? Ask his mother. Was your son Jerry ever living at this house? No, no Jerry ever here. They burned them all. China burned the bodies to get rid of the proofs. They wouldn't have to say there were 500,000 or more dead. Maybe there were a million dead. We have the greatest healthcare system in the world. Believe me, we don't lead the world in deaths. But we do have the third biggest country. It's China 1, India 2, America 3. So we're going to have the third most deaths just based on being the third biggest country by a mile. I'm sure India will pass us if they ever report it accurately. China's already certainly has more deaths than us, but they never reported it accurately. They covered it up. But the amount of deaths per capita is actually small in the United States. Nobody's telling you that. So let's see if I've got the numbers here. The U.S. on track to hit 100,000 deaths this week. Well, this article was a day ago, and they did hit 100,000 today, this hour. Prompting criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the outbreak. Critics have compared the high death toll to the number of American lives lost in Vietnam, the Korean War, World War II. While our death toll is supposedly the highest in the world, and again, China covered up and lied, the death rate per number of cases per 100,000 people ranks significantly lower than many Western European countries. In terms of case-to-fatality ratio, the U.S. is around 5.9%. Meanwhile, Spain, Sweden, Netherlands, U.K., Italy, France, and Belgium all have a mortality rate in the double digits, with Belgium standing at 16.2%. When the deaths are measured per 100,000 people, the U.S. is at 30.23%. And as of Wednesday, Belgium is at 81.72, the highest in the world. Around the globe, the virus has affected nearly 5.6 million people, killed over 350,000, half of which are in Europe. So half of 350 is 175. So that means more people have died in Europe than the United States. But each one of those countries is like a state. It's like comparing Texas to the whole United States. You can't compare Switzerland to the whole United States. That's like Rhode Island. So nobody wants to tell you that when those death rates are put together, we're better than all the other countries. Better. And the CDC has slashed the COVID-19 fatality rate to a fraction of the earlier estimate used to justify the lockdowns. Governments around the world, including the U.S., justified extreme, draconian, undemocratic, unconstitutional lockdowns and stay-at-home orders on the grounds that COVID-19 virus was fatal, terribly fatal. In March, the World Health Organization said the fatality rate, 3.4%. And that wasn't true. What did I say from day one on this show? Go back and listen to any of my shows. They're all at iHeart. You can listen to every old show. I was saying in early March, it's just not true. Most people won't admit they've got it. They get sick, they get better in 5 days, they never go to the doctor, they never tell anyone they've got it, they don't want to become a pariah at work or with their friends. So the amount of people dying isn't, 1,000 out of 100,000, it's 1,000 out of 10 million. Because 9,900,000 have it and never tell anyone they've got it. So the death rate's much lower. I was right. By April, many researchers were publishing studies showing the number of people with the disease was much higher than previously thought. Thus, it became clear the percentage of people with the disease who died from it suddenly became smaller. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has released new estimates suggesting the real fatality rate is 0.26. Specifically, the report concludes the symptomatic case fatality ratio is 0.4. That's just symptomatic cases. They also claim 35% of all cases are asymptomatic. Or as the Washington Post reported this week, the agency offered a best-case estimate of 0.4. The agency gave a best estimate 35% of people infected never developed symptoms. And when you put these numbers together, it would produce an infection fatality rate of 0.26, which is lower than many of the estimates produced by scientists and modelers. The only guy who was right was back in March, Stanford scientist who I quoted on this show, John Ioannidis, was much closer to this specific CDC estimate now. Dr. Ioannidis argued COVID-14 is far less deadly than the modelers are assuming. He considered, right, he was the guy, I quoted this on the show, the experience of the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined in Japan, 9 of 700 affected passengers and crew died. And based on the whole ship's population, which I think was 4,000, he estimated the U.S. fatality rates could be as low as 0.25. Comparable to that of seasonal flu. But nobody listened. They all screamed. They all said, oh my God, we're all going to die. And we locked down the American economy. Democrats are liars. Here's another example of Democrats are liars. They're using this whole COVID-19 to never let a crisis go to waste. That's what Rahm Emanuel once said, Obama's chief of staff, former Democrat congressman, former mayor of Chicago. Never let a crisis go to waste. They want mail-in voting because they want voter fraud. They want to get rid of all voter ID. They want to just steal the election. Tom Cotton, U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says this is the right question we should be asking about Democrats. And the question is, why are Democrats obsessed with eliminating all election safeguards? In their Heroes Act, along with billions for illegal aliens, Democrats want no voter ID, no notary witness requirements, effectively no applications. Voters get mail-in ballots for all future elections, effectively banned signature requirements, mandatory ballot harvesting everywhere. Wow. And at Twitter, they're claiming this isn't happening, and Twitter is a liar. Twitter's fact-checking the argument that mandatory vote by mail would be ripe for fraud, and they're claiming it's not true. Folks, I have all the evidence on my cell phone. No one seems to want to listen. All the get-out-the-vote groups for the Democrat Party are encouraging and demanding and bribing illegal aliens to vote for Democrats. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
If you could use a helping hand right now, you need a little encouragement, this is for you. It's called Sharing Hope, and it's a place online you can find just that, hope. Obviously, the coronavirus and the shutdown have affected so many aspects of our lives, and while we're all waiting to get back to something like normal, it's great to get some resources with wisdom and expertise on everything from faith to finances to homeschooling or family dynamics, all in one place. And Sharing Hope is all free. It's just to encourage you with words of wisdom from doctors, artists, athletes, and thought leaders, all meant to give you not just vital information, but a shot of inspiration, even some laughter to help us keep going in a challenging time. We could all use the encouragement. We're in this together. Sharing Hope is presented by the folks at MetaShare. It's a service to you. You can find it at hope.metashare.com. That's hope.metashare.com. Hope.metashare.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. Liberty isn't health insurance. I believe it's better. It's Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty has no network, so you're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. What did I just tell you about my kidney stone surgery, right? I picked my own doctor in my own hospital. It works. And I got the best doctor in the world, Dr. Michael Finkelstein. How do I know? Well, I don't know. I had surgery on Friday night, and I was lifting weights and using the rowing machine like a maniac by Tuesday morning. I'd say that's pretty good proof. I picked the right doctor. So don't you want to pick your own hospital and your own provider and your own doctor, all of it? You're free to do all of it with Liberty Health Share. And it starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. My four kids, I signed them all up. It's my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 with Liberty Health Share. And they paid for my kidney stone surgery last year, $27,000 bill. This year, it's a $33,000 bill. But I'll tell you how that all worked out in the next couple weeks when I know officially. I didn't tell you about the $27,000 bill until they had paid for it all. And I'll tell you what happens with the $33,000 bill this year after it's all over. But I'm pretty sure that we did good. It's not health insurance. It is better, in my opinion. 855-58-LIBERTY. Call them 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So I was telling you about the voter fraud. Tom Cotton was saying in a tweet today, Senator Tom Cotton, Arkansas Republican, in the HEROES Act, along with billions for illegals, Democrats require no voter ID, no notary witness requirements, no applications. Voters get mail-in ballots for all future elections, effectively banned signature requirements, mandatory ballot harvesting, where they take your ballot and hand it in. You know what they're going to do, don't you? You know what they're going to do, right? You voted Republican? Throw it in the garbage. Throw it in the ocean. Throw it in the river. Take a whole dump truck and throw thousands of them, bury them in the ground. And everybody votes Democrat, hand it in. It's the biggest scam ever. And this is all because of coronavirus? What's a virus got to do with eliminating all voter requirements? And then he noted all kinds of cases of mail-in ballot voter fraud that the smug liberals at Twitter aren't telling us is happening. Voting by mail already a prime opportunity for criminals to try and rig elections. Countless examples. Can you imagine how much worse it would be if suddenly we had nationwide mandatory mail-in voting? So then he points out, he sent you to a story about 1,600 ballots found not delivered in Wisconsin sitting in a UPS facility. A West Virginia mail carrier charged with fraud for altering ballots. Five individuals charged in voter fraud ring in Texas. Multiple convictions in Oregon for voter fraud following the 2016 election. Conviction for absentee voter fraud in Florida that swung an election. Conviction for falsifying an absentee ballot. And the article notes there have been seven felony convictions for violations of elections law in St. Clair County alone. I mean, and this is nothing. That's not even what's going on, folks. Let me just tell you what's going on. It's not voter fraud. It's registration fraud. Every single illegal alien in Nevada, and this is happening all over America. It started in California. Every illegal alien comes in. It's a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. They may not say it, but they protect them. There's no question. They don't hand them over to ICE. And so they all get to stay. And when you go to DMV to get a license, because it's legal to get a license, the first thing they tell you is, you're automatically registered to vote. Who's going to say no? So just like that, you're registered to vote. Just like that, registered to vote. It's that easy. It's the law. The law allows you to be registered to vote as an illegal alien. They can't ask you a thing. Unbelievable. And on the topic of liars and scum that so many liberals are, and I won't say everyone, not every Democrat is a piece of human garbage, not every Democrat's a scumbag, but a lot of them are. A church that defied the lockdown order in Holly Springs, Mississippi, is burned to the ground by a suspected pro-lockdown arsonist. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Kamala Harris is reportedly the top contender for Biden's VP. Here's a woman who got to her job by lying on her back. Having sex with Willie Brown got her all her first appointments to California office, where she made hundreds of thousands of dollars in return for having sex for Willie Brown. Sex with Willie Brown. This isn't a sexist comment. If a guy had sex with a powerful woman politician, and the guy got his first job, commissioner of this or that, and then went on to become a senator, and then went on to think he was a presidential candidate, I'd say that guy got a job because of sex. It has nothing to do with sexism. You don't lie on your back. That's not a qualification for becoming a United States senator, let alone a president or vice president of the United States. Disgusting.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the historic launch of SpaceX Crew Dragon to the International Space Station was scrubbed Wednesday, about 17 minutes before the scheduled launch due to inclement weather. The launch has been rescheduled for Saturday. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Democrats are endangering the Constitution by allowing for proxy voting during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our Constitution, our country expects us to convene, just as history has shown every time before in any crisis we have.
Speaking on the House floor, McCarthy also says the current rules allow for staffers to vote in place of the member. More than 100,000 people in the United States have died from the coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins University researchers say nearly 1.7 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the root is on fire. I saw a great article today. I got to try and find it. Hold on one second. Let's see if I can find it because, you know, I can't. On short notice, I can't find it. But it was about the fact that there's a casino. I think it's in Colorado. I think it's in Cripple Creek, Colorado. And they just compared, you know, they just reopened the casino after being closed for 2 months, like the rest of America and all the gambling casinos. And they just literally reopened it for Memorial Day weekend and did more business this Memorial Day than a year ago, Memorial Day 2019, when, of course, the country was in major prosperity and the economy was flying and there was no such thing as coronavirus. And they pointed out now they could only let in half the people and you only half the people could play at the craps table and they have to close the poker table, can't even play it, and only half the people could play blackjack. And there's big plastic guards between each person and everyone's got to wear masks and there's 1,000 rules and regulations. Now, half their one-armed bandits closed, slot machines closed down. With all those problems and limitations, they did more business this Memorial Day weekend than they did a year ago because people are dying to gamble. So now I open up the Vegas paper, and the headline right now is that Derek Stevens, the owner of the D, Las Vegas, which is downtown Vegas, has offered, and it just came up on his website, I guess, early this morning, offering 1,000 free flights to Las Vegas, and they were all one-way flights, by the way. You have to pay to go back the other way. Just one-way flights, 1,000 one-way flights to Vegas to from 24 U.S. cities, and they were all taken literally within minutes, and he's now added 700 more, and he expects them to be taken within minutes. So, I mean, Vegas, the minute we open up on June 4th, is going to be a mob scene. Everybody wants to come back. The whole California will drive here, and the rest of the country will fly here, and Vegas is back, baby. And a guy who I think has a lot of balls, a lot of chutzpah, is my great friend Mark Skousen, because he has got his Freedom Fest event every year in Vegas. This will be, I don't know, like, what, the 12th year in a row? And it's this July 13th to 16th at Caesar's Palace, and he refuses to cancel it. He's going forward with it. He literally went out and said, I am going to have the first big event in Las Vegas, the first major conference, person to person, in Vegas, July 13th to 16th. He got Caesars to go, yes, let's do it. And they gave him free parking and special hotel rates. He's with us right now. I think it'll be a big success. Mark Skousen, you got chutzpah, my friend. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think it's really easy to do a virtual conference. Everybody's doing it. The freedom movement's doing it. But how do you defend your First Right Amendment to the freedom of assembly? Well, the only way to do it is to have a person-to-person conference. And we were determined that we were going to stand for our constitutional right to meet personally. And yeah, they got all these crazy rules and regulations, but we got over 1,000 people already coming. And we're just extremely happy that people are willing to, you know, I know there are some people that are concerned, the 1%, shall we say, who have chronic disease or what have you. And yeah, they need to stay home. But for the healthy people who diet and have good exercise, they should come to our Freedom Fest conference. It is going to be historic. It's going to be historic because for the first time, I mean, there's going to be incredible buzz as we try to give each other brassos and shake hands. I don't know, elbow to elbow, whatever it takes.
Fist pumps are good.
Conference a success.
So this is literally, Mark, going to be, you're going to open up the town. On June 4th, Vegas is opening up and the Strip's opening up, but literally on July 13th to 16th, your event is going to be at Caesars, and it's going to be the first major conference in Vegas since all this disaster started. You are the pioneer. You're the guy opening up the town for conventions, right?
Yep, yeah, I know. It's just, it's amazing to me. You know, Tom Paine talked about the sunshine soldier who is afraid, you know, is just just patriotic during the good times. Well, what about being patriotic during the really rough times? And this is where I'm going to salute every person who comes to Freedom Fest on July 13th to the 16th, shake their hand, if I can, applaud them for having the guts to be the few, the proud, the brave, right?
Like the Marines. Hoorah!
Like the Marines.
No, but listen, let me make a point here, okay? Because even you're overselling the fact that people need to be so scared and so worried. You know, again, if you're very sick and you're very old, you need to be worried. If your mama and grandma are in a nursing home, they need to be worried. But all the statistics are proving what I've said from day one. They over-exaggerated. They were hysterical. The liberals, the Democrat governors, the media, all the people that are on welfare and food stamps said, let's hide in our house. We get our welfare check. Who needs to go to work? Let's keep this going forever. Those groups, okay, they stay home. But the people that are out protesting, like when I called my rally, Mark Skousen, you're the one who really made me call my rally. You said, Wayne, you're the king of Vegas. Why aren't you calling for a protest to demand the Vegas economy? So when you said that, I said, you know what? Mark's right. Let me do it. And 10,000 people showed up. Thousands of cars and 10,000 people. And we dominated the Vegas Strip for 3 hours. Our side, the conservatives and the libertarians of the world, we work for a living. We love to work. We enjoy our work. We can't sit home. We have to earn our money. So I don't think it's a risk to travel. Matter of fact, my fiance Cindy and I, we just booked our first three flights for this summer. I booked a flight to Chicago. I booked a flight to L.A. I booked a flight to Park City, Utah for a vacation. I just booked three airline flights in the last 24 hours. It's all opening again. America's open for business, and Vegas is open for business. Nobody has to be worried and scared. Summer sunshine kills all this stuff. We are going to be just fine.
Well, I think you're right. I do think people are concerned. I mean, we hear about these people all the time. But this is a call out to every one of your listeners to go to freedomfest.com and demonstrate that you are not a sunshine patriot, but you are a few, the proud, the brave, who are willing to come to Freedom Fest. We have our emergency meeting on Monday, July 13th at Caesars, and you're going to be there, and Steve Forbes is going to be there, and Grover Norquist, and Steve Moore, who's linked with President Trump in the White House, and we have Dr. Drew coming, who's going to be telling us what's really going on with this pandemic. But, you know, there are concerns of permanent damage to our economy, to our fiscal and monetary policy. There's a lot of things that we need to worry about, and that's why we're having this emergency meeting on Monday, July 13th at Caesars Palace, and everybody needs to be there. And as you know, you're giving a special offer. What is it, $100 off for everybody who goes there?
Right, so it's freedomfest.com. It's that simple. The event's Freedom Fest, and the website is freedomfest.com, correct?
That's correct. And
they put in a special code for me. What's the code for Wayne Rutsett
fans? I
think
it's WAR100. WAR100
to get $100 off. WAR100.
They get $100 off.
WAR100 to get $100 off. And by the way, the easiest... Hey, Mark, the easiest thing, the easiest low-hanging fruit, as they would say, is all of my fans in Las Vegas are going to want to be there. You don't even have to get on a plane. You don't have to fly. You're here already. You don't have to pay for a hotel room.
And
this
free
is
parking.
Just
for free parking.
Free parking is back. Who fought for that for 4 years? Wait, Alan.
Yeah,
Rudy.
You did. Yeah,
I did. Again and again and again.
Pandemic.
I told you.
It took a pandemic for you to have your way, but it.
Yeah, but you know what I fear. You know what I fear. I believe that because they're opening after the pandemic, and they need so desperately the locals to fill their hotels, they're giving us free parking for a minute. But the minute you get to fall and their hotels are packed again with flights, guess what's going to happen? They're going to take it away again. They're going to charge for parking. You watch. I'm sure it's not going to be permanent. But in any case, look, your event, how many years has this gone on now in Vegas?
Yeah, this will be our 14th year. We started in 2007. We always have it in July, right after the 4th of July, to continue that strong patriot. You know, we're an intellectual feast. Freedom Fest is in the entertainment capital of the world, and we have over 200 speakers. I mean, the buzz that we create there is really tremendous. And, of course, the 40th anniversary of my investment newsletter, so we're going to be celebrating that. We have a financial conference. We have the Anthem Film Festival, which is tough to beat, and that my wife, Joanne, runs. So there's something for everybody there at Freedom Fest.
How many years have how many people have been over the years subscribers to your financial newsletter to find out what are the best stocks? How many people have subscribed?
Well, I have 15,000 subscribers to my trading services and my newsletter. I used to have as many as 75,000, but you know, with the internet and all the free stuff that's out there, people think they can get free advice, and you know how much that's worth.
Yeah, exactly. So over the years, you've given people some good advice. It's worth spending a little bit of money to get good advice.
I've been fully invested in the stock market during this recovery and also investing in gold, which has done very well. So people will get some really good investment advice at Freedom Fest this year.
You know how I feel about gold. I'm one of the world's biggest gold bugs and always have been. I'm just a firm believer that the more government spends, the more the dollars, the less dollars worth, the more gold's worth. And so now, what do you see? Spending, 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 as far as the eye can see, all over the world for years to come. Got to be a great time for gold, right?
Yeah, inflation is coming back, and with interest rates at zero, the ultimate inflation hedge is gold. And the mining stocks, they're one of the best performing stocks this year, so I've been recommending those as well.
You sound like my good friend Kip Herridge, who's all over mining stocks. He loves mining stocks and gold. You know, they're just opening the vault spending to save us from a terrible, terrible Great Depression possibility. And so they're going to spend and spend every country in the world, and gold is the answer. Hey, Mark, you know what? Stay on the phone for a minute. I want to ask you a few more questions about Freedom Fest when we come back from the break. You hang with us for a minute?
Yes, I sure will.
Mark Skousen, Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, July 13th to 16th at Caesars Palace, freedomfest.com. We'll be right back.
This is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, great news just in. Tonight, literally tonight, President Trump's White House announced the president will sign an executive order on social media on Thursday morning. So we don't have to wait long to find out about it. By tomorrow morning, we will find out what that executive order says. But I can tell you right now, I've been censored. I have been shadow banned. I have been screwed over by Twitter and Facebook. They do not want us getting... Basically, there's nothing but lies in the mainstream media, liberal lies about Trump. And they don't want anybody to figure out that you can vote for Trump and the things you're hearing are lies. It's fake news. And we got around that in 2016 because of social media. The people were able to share the truth, the raw truth about Trump, and overcome the fake news. Guess what? Now you can't do it anymore because Twitter and Facebook kick you off if you tell the truth, or they censor you so nobody can see it. So we'll see what Trump has in store for them tomorrow. But wouldn't that be a wonderful checkmate? I would love that if Trump makes sure that that they no longer discriminate against conservatives. You can't discriminate because someone's black. You can't discriminate because someone's an illegal alien. How can you discriminate because Wayne Root's a conservative? I've never heard of these so ridiculous. It's reverse racism. Oh my God, Wayne's a Republican. We hate him. Oh, he's a white Republican. He's a white straight Republican. He's got to be banned. He's bad. You know what? You can't do that in the United States of America. There's going to be lawsuits filed left and right. Hopefully President Trump will do something big about it. Tomorrow morning, we'll find out. We're back with Mark Skousen, who teaches economics and finance at Chapman University. He's co-producer of Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds. It's happening this July 13th to 16th at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. It is the first big event, the first big convention conference reopening Las Vegas for the convention world. He has got big cojones. Good job, Mark Skousen. Welcome back. Mark, you there?
Gus. Yeah.
There you go.
Hello. We're going to talk about the in our emergency meeting on March. July 13th. We're going to talk about some of the permanent changes because discrimination and censorship is something that we're seeing every day now. We're also seeing cultural changes. I mean, how long are we going to wear these masks? What's your prediction? When are we finally going to throw away the mask and say, we're free? We don't have to wear the mask.
Well, to some extent.
Separated for 6 feet and all that stuff.
Yeah. If you're in places like Florida or Las Vegas, Nevada, where I am, it's not mandatory in Las Vegas. I'm not sure about Florida, but I know people are out there and they're out, you know, for weeks now in Florida. They've been out doing business. My buddy sells furniture at a high-end furniture store in Tampa. He told me that he literally, his store closed for 1 week and then they just reopened and nobody ever stopped them. People were doing business in Florida. They were living life.
Yeah.
And in New York, they're not. In California, they're not. In Nevada, we're all opening again. And we really, if the store doesn't say you must wear a mask, I never wear a mask. I only wear it if it says you have to. So I have no choice.
Exactly.
I walked in a bank the other day. They demanded I wear one, so I put one on. So I carry it in my car, but I almost never put it on. I think the whole thing's a bunch of hooey. It's ridiculous. But I'm not going to get into all that now. If you have to wear it, you should wear it. That's all. That's all I'll say. You know,
I think one of the other changes that we have to worry about is how mixed up the government fiscal and monetary policy is now. There is severe damage to our economy, overinflation, deficits out of control. And what happens when interest rates go up? These are the kinds of issues that we have to address because we don't want to go the way of Venezuela. And look what happened, and look what will happen in November. I mean, will Trump be reelected? You say he will be, but the way they're going about this voting registration by mail and stuff like that, there's a lot of danger here where the Democrats could take over everything, and then who knows what kind of regulations and taxes and other distortions are going to occur. It's really a scary time.
Well, it is, and if Democrats were to take over everything, as you just put it, if they had the presidency and the House and the Senate, and they named the next Supreme Court justice, and pretty soon they've got everything, guess what, Mark? There's no question in my mind. We become Venezuela, because the next time there's any sort of a, you know, coronavirus, COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-22, they will close down the economy for 8 months, a year, 18 months at a time. Nobody would ever recover. There's no businessman or woman in America that would recover if Democrats are elected. It's the end of America, open borders, closed down forever.
Yeah,
forget it. There's no money in the world to pay for everything Democrats want.
I would like to think that we have learned some hard lessons here. And one of the lessons is never again. Never again will we shut down the economy just because to protect 1% of the population.
Right.
That is the real question. Have we learned our lesson? And I'm not sure we have.
Yeah, well, you know what the real question is? Why didn't we just take the money that we would have spent on, you know, saving the older people, spend billions on saving older people, billions on protecting nursing homes, and let everybody else go about their life? That's all we had to do. You want to spend a lot of money, spend it on nursing homes. Instead, Cuomo, Mr. Liberal, lets them all die in New York in the nursing homes, and nobody blames them. It's amazing. Mark Scalzo, we got to run, but I want to make sure everybody knows the website's freedomfest.com, freedomfest.com. The event's July 13th to 16th at Caesars Palace. You just put in the code WAR100 for Wayne Allyn Root 100, and you get $100 off registration at Freedom Fest. It is the greatest event. It's the world's largest gathering of free minds this July 13th to 16th in Vegas, and they even moved it to Caesars Palace, the big one, the most beautiful hotel in Vegas. You got the big event. You got the cojones. You got the chutzpah. You got the balls to call it all for July, and I really do respect you, Mark. You're a great guy. Thank you for opening up Vegas for the conferences.
See you in Vegas.
You're the brave
one. Thank you.
You're the brave one. Hoorah! Freedomfest.com. Use the promo code WAR100. I'll see you there. I'll be opening up.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps. SunnyBay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.